Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Supreme Court has blocked President Biden's vaccine mandate at large companies. The justices at the nation's highest court said the mandate exceeded the Biden administration's authority. California Governor Gavin Newsom on Thursday denied parole to Sirhan Sirhan, the Palestinian refugee serving a life prison sentence for assassinating U.S. presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy in 1968. Buckingham Palace is reporting Britain's Prince Andrew has returned his military affiliation to Queen Elizabeth II. This comes a day after the royal's lawyers failed to persuade a U.S. judge to dismiss a civil lawsuit that accuses him of sexual abuse and possibly tying him to the Jeffrey Epstein lifestyle.
I have no recollection of ever meeting this lady.
The Prince on the BBC in 2019. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A federal grand jury indicted Baltimore's top prosecutor Thursday on charges of perjury and making false mortgage application statements in a purchase of 2 Florida vacation homes. The 4-count indictment alleges that Baltimore State Attorney Marilyn Mosby lied about experiencing pandemic hardships on mortgage applications in order to buy the Florida homes. Mosby was actually paid nearly $250,000 in 2020. Let's get a Russia-Ukraine update.
The talks have stalled between NATO and Russia over the buildup of Russian troops at the Ukrainian border. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Reporting that has suggested we're going to reduce the number of troops we have deployed or somehow cut back on our overall force posture in Europe. Those reports are wrong.
Also, in reply to a question, Russia's deputy foreign minister would neither confirm nor deny the possibility that Russia might deploy military infrastructure in Cuba and in Venezuela. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is how we do every day. If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This day in history. Flash, 1784, the Continental Congress ratifies the Treaty of Paris. Britain officially agrees to recognize the independence of the new United States of America. Flash, 1942, Franklin Delano Roosevelt issues a presidential proclamation number 2537, requiring non-U.S. citizens from World War II enemy countries, Italy, Germany, and Japan to register with the United States Department of Justice. Flash, 1963, George Wallace is inaugurated as the governor of Alabama. Flash, 1973, the Miami Dolphins achieve something no NFL team has repeated, a perfect season. The Dolphins hold on to beat the Washington Redskins 14-7 in Super Bowl VII, capping a 17-0 season. Larry Zonka on head coach John Shula's coaching style from ESPN in 2020.
Was losing Super Bowl VI to the Dallas Cowboys. They kicked our ass. And after the game, he threw everyone out of the locker room, all the media, everyone else. And he said, I want everyone in this room to remember how we feel right now, because we're going to turn this from a liability to an asset. We're going to make it a negative to a positive. We're going to use this feeling of being just torn apart on the field to come out and approach the season next year one game at a time, like we intend on winning every game. He did not say we were going to win every game. He said we're going to approach it like we're planning to win every game.
Lance Pry reporting for USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you've heard me say it before, it starts with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. I mean, look, at we have to re-engage ourselves with first principles, ladies and gentlemen. As long as we continue to hear these so-called noble lies and give them some sort of kind of credibility, we're going to be turned upside down. And now, Our political correctness speech is now going to be built into our computers with Microsoft Word's latest announcement. Can you believe that? Well, John Whitehead joins us now. He's a constitutional attorney, author, founder, and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. Good morning, John. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good. Busy as usual.
Well, yeah, and it would seem that all the hoopla over the Supreme Court and their decision to block the COVID-19 vaccine mandate, it was almost rendered moot by science, was it not? I mean, Walensky and the CDC have come out and said that these vaccines really aren't working, and that Omicron, which is the predominant influence now and the predominant virus that has impacted our culture, that, people are getting over it. I mean, you know, the death rate, the mortality rate with Omicron is hardly negligible. I think less than 2%.
Yeah, and I think the Supreme Court, basically, which is part of the establishment, and like you said, I've been suing out of Washington, D.C. for over 40 years, and mm-hmm. have dealt with a number of reporters up there who tell me the Supreme Court is just part of the one big-time reporter called and said, John, Supreme Court's part of the game. I've been in the meetings with them and seen them act and how they do. But this decision on the OSHA thing and the National Federation of Independent Business versus Department of Labor saying that, oh, if you have 100 or more workers, you don't have to, you know, requiring them to receive a COVID-19 vaccine or be tested weekly and wear a face mask. Mm-hmm. I think one of the big concerns there is it would affect 84 million employees. And
exactly.
They certainly don't want that hitting the economy right now. And the economy is so up and down, we don't know. This country has almost a $30 trillion debt. We're in mm-hmm. debt to China and Japan. They're looking toward the future. And I think one thing they want to be careful about, too, is they don't want a lot of protests. And this particular ruling here, I think, would lessen that. And then the other one, of course, requiring health care providers to be vaccinated as a condition of receiving Medicare and Medicaid funding. They're I would say, moving along a very safe path. And mm-hmm. These are political decisions. They're right. concerned with keeping the government intact. And like I say, when you're affecting 84 million employees, I can see, you know, they're going in the way of let's be sure we can keep this thing stable.
Right, exactly. Well, John, I was a bit encouraged because it would seem that the decision against OSHA had some constitutional, you know, application here. I mean, the Supremes seem to reference, you know, okay, how does this connect with the Constitution? You know, this is a law that should have been handled by Congress. They've had over a year to do something about it. They've chosen not to. And here it is. This is an overreach. Basically, it's an overreach from the executive branch, and it clips their wings a little bit, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, I think so. And the court said that OSHA's power is found nowhere in the words of the law. So they're saying that the law itself doesn't allow OSHA to do what they're doing. And I can see why the National Federation of Independent Businesses would be up in arms against this. But we have a country that's in total chaos right now, and we're in the so-called emergency state, which usually means that the government can do whatever it wants to do whenever it wants to do it. And I would say this, don't take these two decisions as your soft pillow to go to sleep at night and feel better about things. I'm telling people, keep active, keep watching what people are doing, keep active in your communities, and be sure that we don't wind up getting our heads cracked and on this thing, because there's a lot of dark data and things we don't know about the COVID-19 vaccine, where it came from, how it floated and consumed the country all of a sudden. And with the Omicron thing right now, where did that come from?
Yes.
I mean, just using rational thought and saying, I'm going to question these things. And, again, you know me, I've been fighting these things for years in the courts, and getting judges to listen most of the time is very, very difficult. But in this particular case, I think that, again, I'll go back and say it, with 84 million employees impacted, they're very concerned about what the future of the economic condition would be.
Yeah, I think that that's part of it. John, the thing that also rings out to me is the fact that the Supremes kind of put these unelected bureaucrats, a bit of the deep state, to the front and saying, you can't do this. I mean, this is kind of an example of these agencies running amok, Regulation Nation, that we experienced for 8 years under Barack Obama and Biden and that administration, those eight miserable years. And Biden is trying to bring it back with steroids. And so, you know, I'll take the soft victory, but I agree that we cannot sit there and lay our hands on the pillow and think, hey, all is well in the universe. I mean, this is just one minor win in the battle, in the ultimate battle here. And as we know from past experience, the deep state does not like to lose. I mean, they're going to live another day, and they're going to come back with a vengeance.
Well, it's all about money. It's what's called the Beltway agencies. You know, the Princeton study I've talked about several times in your study, which took 20 years of policies passed in Washington, D.C., and tried to figure out exactly who was controlling things. And the professors came to the conclusion we were ruled by an oligarchic elite of about 585 billionaires. And the pharmaceutical industry, by the way, in my opinion right now, is running the show. They're making so much money off of this, and it's I mean, it's just they're wallowing in the money from all this. It's going to continue with the vaccines and drugs and everything else you're seeing out there, and the fact that, you know, they don't want you doing any alternative medicines. They want you to do take a jab or go to jail or get fired or go home and stuff like that. But at least this opinion here, I think, like I said, may give a bit of a cushion for a while, but what I tell people, in the fight for liberty, you never take a break. You always keep at it. You always keep on the front lines and fighting. And without that, I mean, it'll come back. So this is, I would say, be honest with you, I've written over 30 books on history, and look at this country and other empires. We're in one of the worst shapes I've ever seen this country in. And the question is, can we revive from this? And this thing, I think, just keeps coming. Now they're wanting to get people wanting to get a booster, a second booster, a third booster, whatever.
And even though, exactly. Well, it's all about control and fear. And this is the thing. They've scared the holy what have you out of the American people beyond rationality, John.
Yes, sir.
I mean, they like it just the way it is right now. And they don't want a disturbance in their force, like you said. The money that they're making off of this is just absolutely unconscionable. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from the president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, John Whitehead. Got several other things to talk about, especially the cancel culture's latest move. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As we begin the new year, we at the Tide Ministry are so blessed to be able to celebrate over 7 decades of global media outreach with tens of thousands of people hearing the gospel through our radio broadcast. But we can't just stop there. Our new Diamond Vision outlines the ways we're planning to continue our mission into the future. The first pillar, Amplify, defines how we will increase ministry initiatives so that more people can experience God's grace. This includes bolstering existing outreaches, creating content in more languages, developing partnerships in additional countries, and utilizing diverse media technologies. We do all of this in hopes that eventually the whole world will hear the good news and seek God's grace. To learn more about the Tide Diamond Vision to Amplify ministry so that more people may hear the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Hey, welcome back. You're joining the place that is known to be fresh and independent, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. John Whitehead continues with us. He is the constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. John, you wrote a piece about the cancel culture And as you said, this is a pervading force. It's not going away. If anything, they're doubling down. And now the news that Microsoft Word is going to have built into their software cancel culture correct mode, you know, much like spell check. They're going to check the words you use to make sure that you're not offending elves or anybody else for that matter.
Yeah, and our First Amendment, that's the key. I'm telling you, most of the kids today who go to school don't know anything about exactly what I'm talking about. But the First Amendment is key because it allows for critical thinking. And what I mean by that is it allows for you to disagree, to say a word someone doesn't like, to argue, to debate, things like that. That opens the mind up. And once you move into this cancel culture where there are like 20, 30, 40 words you can't say, and it's going to keep increasing, or phrases or whatever, we're going to get a non-thinking populace. And it's moving in that direction, by the way. I see a lot of young people today that I talk to, they're offended by everything. Everything you say, you got to be careful exactly what you're saying if you want to talk to them. And with this artificial intelligence now taking over the internet, which the word singularity, I've talked about, I think, before in your program, but the word singularity, Google says by 2029, the human minds will converge with the internet and with AI, which means that your mind is going to be controlled by whatever you see on the internet or any of those things. So what I'm trying to do is keep people awake. Keep thinking, keep challenging. Don't be afraid to speak up and move forward, because this cancel culture is going to take away the human mind. And, again, that's why we have a First Amendment. The First Amendment protects our right to challenge anybody, authority, especially the government. But, you know, if you've got a neighbor down the block who's yelling or saying something you don't agree with, if you're on a public sidewalk, you have a right to disagree.
Right, exactly. Well, more and more, you know, we're having to fight for that right and stay vigilant to your point, and I agree with you, John. And, you know, words matter. And with them altering the language like they're doing, and, of course, the Democrats have been getting away with this for a long time, even currently, you know, in talking about the January 6th issue as an insurrection. And we've been shouting from the timbers about this, John, is that that is an inflammatory, very powerful word, especially in the legal process and all that insurrection means. But yet here they throw it out there, you know, Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff and these irresponsible politicians. I mean, you know, I can only hope that, kind of like the scene from Red October, you know, where the Russian submarine commander ends up shooting himself because he takes off the safety mechanism off the missile, because it misses its intended target and comes back and it blows them up. And I hope that this will happen with the Democrats for putting into motion, into the culture, into the body politic, what they've done by, you know, wordsmithing and using these very powerful words in order to cancel their political opponents.
Yeah, that's what George Orwell called newspeak, and that was the idea that if the government can control, and the government does work, but see, we live in a corporate state. Now, we just talked about it a minute ago with the billionaires helping run the country. But the point is that whoever's in power with the internet, that's Facebook, Google, they work with the government very closely. They help with the maintaining the intelligence cloud of all 17 intelligence agencies. These people get billion-dollar contracts, Facebook, Microsoft, Amazon. And if they're controlling the words that we see, that means they're controlling the people. And Philip K. Dick, the great writer who said it best, he said, if you control the words and the meaning of words, you control the people who speak the words. And that's exactly what they want to do. And we have moved into news speak. And I would say don't allow it, folks. You know, if you really stand for freedom, if you're afraid that you're going to be disliked because you might say, oh, I like the Harry Potter books. What you say today to many people, they're ready to bang you on the head because of J.K. Rowling's statements on transgenderism and stuff. And it's good to hear different points of view, whether you're Republican, Democrat, anarchist, or whatever you happen to be. And the only way we're going to keep the mind free is, again, it has to be challenged, because especially today when people are sitting in front of their screen devices, especially kids addicted to what's being shot into their brains. And I fear for the upcoming generation. We're going to be ruled by robots, by the way. They're always saying that.
Yeah, exactly.
Zuckerberg,
AI is so pervasive. Exactly.
Moving into the metaverse where you won't even know what is real and what's not real. And, again, we write about that on our website, all that stuff. And people should go there. Education precedes action. We talk about that a lot. And get educated. See what's before you. If you don't get educated on these things, your children, the people around you, are going to become blind, you know, and, you know, your eyes...
Well, the left doesn't want you educated, John, because education is power. They want to dumb you down. This is what they're doing right now. I mean, you talk about Newspeak. You go into these, news outlets across the country, and it's interesting, if you listen to what they're saying, how consistent, and even from these companies that you think, well, you know, hey, they used to be pretty conservative. I mean, now they're blending toward the middle. They're all coming toward the middle, and they're all controlled, and you find them using almost the identical language. Sometimes I find myself, I go, God, I thought I was on Fox. And, and I just went to CNN just to hear what they're saying, and it sounded like CNN. I'm going, what's going on here? To your point, it's all being controlled by the level pullers. We're being propagandized and narrated to death to such a degree that we don't know what is true. Case in point, think about how we're dealing with COVID, right?
And I think that when you have people like Bill Gates now donating $300 million a year to different news agencies all across the board, from conservative to left-wing, it's a little scary. I mean, they're giving millions of dollars to these news agencies, and the news agencies are not giving it back and saying we shouldn't be taking that money because we might be influenced by you. They're taking the money because they want the money, and MSNBC and all of them down the line are taking that kind of cash from the big millionaires who want, by the way, the state of affairs that we have now, where they're making trillions upon trillions of dollars, and the COVID crisis is one example of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, 2 minutes left here. Another column that you wrote about involves people who are intellectually disabled at risk of execution. This is 20 years after SCOTUS ruled that executing people with intellectual disabilities is unconstitutional. What's going on now?
It's a case that we're challenging in the Supreme Court. And like I say, there are a lot of people. The death penalty, like I say, I've always been concerned about the death penalty because I work with people in prisons that are facing that, who have a lot of problems, but they're mainly mental. The question is, should we be helping those people or killing them? And I'm saying let's help those people, and we're challenging the governments across the country saying stop this stuff. And, be very, very careful who you're killing and how you're killing them, by the way.
Mm. When you say how, what do you mean?
A lot of people now, they don't want the injections, when they've used the electric chair, in some cases people have caught on fire. They're asking for firing squads now, and I'm going, firing squads? That sounds like Nazi Germany.
Yeah, right, exactly. But, I guess in that sense, a bullet's going to put you out a lot faster, and especially with,
exactly,
in a firing squad. Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
But we live in a very scary land today where, listen, we're here to love one another and treat one another as nicely as we can, and to help people, not to do the things we're doing, taking their money, ruling over them like the ruling elite does for money and power. And we, the people out there, let's not call us the little people, need to start fighting back in a big way.
Well, we just got to hope that George Soros and Zuckerberg and the rest of these oligarchs don't go into the guillotine business. Because if they go in the guillotine business, I mean, forget the firing squad. Yeah, it's just off with their heads. That's the way it's going to be. Unbelievable. But this is the country we live in, ladies and gentlemen. And it is still, it's our country. And we, the people, have a lot more power than we realize. But if you don't have the knowledge and understanding, then you're going to continue to get run over. John, real quick, as we wrap up, the website they can go to.
go to Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org, and we do a weekly column.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Supreme Court has blocked President Biden's vaccine mandate at large companies. The justices at the nation's highest court said the mandate exceeded the Biden administration's authority. California Governor Gavin Newsom on Thursday denied parole to Sirhan Sirhan, the Palestinian refugee serving a life prison sentence for assassinating U.S. presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy in 1968. Buckingham Palace is reporting Britain's Prince Andrew has returned his military affiliation to Queen Elizabeth II. This comes a day after the royal's lawyers failed to persuade a U.S. judge to dismiss a civil lawsuit that accuses him of sexual abuse and possibly tying him to the Jeffrey Epstein lifestyle.
I have no recollection of ever meeting this lady.
The prince on the BBC in 2019. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right here, right now. Martinez.
Best Radio America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and it's time for Jeroy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Jeroy, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Hey, always good. I appreciate it. Well, there's so much to talk about, but I'm still in shock. I don't know why I am. Maybe I have just higher expectations of Joe Biden than what he continues to deliver here. I just hope and pray. I thought I prayed a lot for Barack Obama, but I find myself praying a lot for this president because he has got to get a grip. I mean, what he is doing in terms of his rhetoric is anything but unifying our country. He has chosen to leverage what happened on January 6th to pivot all around voting rights, according to Joe Biden. And it just doesn't float here. And even the mainstream media is having a hard time following him on this this crazy adventure.
Yeah, you're right about this. And as you say, the rhetoric he has used in general, and I thought that speech he gave in Atlanta on Tuesday, it was utterly repugnant, morally reprehensible, and vulgar. At one point he said that senators have to decide which side they're on. Do you want to be on the side of Dr. King or George Wallace? Do you want to be on the side of John Lewis or Bull Connor? Do you want to be on the side of Abraham Lincoln or Jefferson Davis? So if you are opposed to things like banning voter ID, if you have a problem with ballot traffic or trafficking or ballot harvesting, as it's also called, if you want to see people register to vote, not on election day when they can't be vetted or checked, but a week before, 2 weeks before, 3 weeks before, whatever, then you are on the side of George Wallace, who stood in the schoolhouse door so black students couldn't get educated. You're on the side of Bull Connor, who sicked German shepherds and fire hoses on civil rights workers, or you're on the side of Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederacy, who led the South during the Civil War and wanted to maintain the evil institution of slavery. Can you think of anything more disgusting and divisive and hideous than using that kind of rhetoric to describe, broadly speaking, 75 million Americans?
Exactly. It's as bad, if not worse, than what he said, you know, to the one podcaster. If you ain't black and you ain't voting, I mean, if you're not voting for me, you ain't black. I mean, come on, Joe. Really, you know, this is below the office of the presidency, and especially somebody who told the people repeatedly that you were going to be a unifier, and here it is, your rhetoric continues to divide the American people, not to mention the fact that here we are on, you know, we're on the doorstep of celebrating Martin Luther King Day as a holiday, and all that the Reverend represented here, and I would dare say that if anybody's rolling in his grave, it might be Martin Luther King saying, wait a minute, that's not what I represent here. And what Joe Biden, how Joe Biden is trying to represent me in terms of voting rights, I object to, you know, because that, to me, I believe is just an outright misrepresentation of Martin Luther King and what he stood for.
No, no question about that. And you know, obviously Martin Luther King wanted people to be able to vote, especially black people who were not able to vote due to the Jim Crow laws and segregation regulations, which, by the way, were passed and signed into law by Democrats, not Republicans. Those are Democrat laws. I don't think Dr. King gave his I Have a Dream speech and marched through the South and led the civil rights movement in order to have unsupervised drop boxes where people can drop ballots off at 3 a.m, 5 a.m, when nobody's around to see if these are just, you know, one ballot belonging to that person or 75 ballots picked up out of people's mailboxes. Because another thing that these vote Democrats, I call it the vote fraud instruction manual, would require is make it more difficult for governors and election commissioners and others to clean their voter rolls, to get rid of the names of people who have moved away, either within the same state or moved out of town. I mean, you know, a lot of people are leaving Florida, California, Illinois, moving to Texas, Tennessee, et cetera, the free states. Well, you know, if you want to say, let's go through the voter rolls and make sure those people, their names aren't there, or by the way, let's go through and take out the names of people who've died. If you try to do that, this voting rights and vote fraud instruction manual that Biden is pushing, it would make it harder to do that. I don't think that's the sort of thing Dr. King was pushing during the civil rights movement, and yet Biden is trying to wrap himself up in Dr. King's legacy, and also points out that Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, George Herbert Walker Bush and G.W. Bush all supported the Voting Rights Act. That's true. There's nothing in the Voting Rights Act of 1965 that says that you have to have a federal takeover of elections and the states can't be involved in designing their own election rules, as they've done since this country's very first days.
Exactly. I'm waiting for the King family to object to this. I mean, you had Stacey Abrams object to President Biden coming to Atlanta. And I don't know if she had to go get her nails done or get a lube job on her car or whatever. But
massage appointment.
Yeah, there was a conflict in her schedule. And here's the president, the standard bearer of the party that you're part of. And you say, I got no time for you.
Yeah, sorry, I'm not. And she's running for governor. She's running for governor of Georgia. You think if you're running for governor of Georgia as a Democrat, the number one Democrat in the country comes to your state to push your issues. She's, I mean, whether you dislike or dislike Stacey Abrams, she's definitely a voting rights and voting participation activist. And she's, you know, out shopping or playing golf or whatever it is that Stacey Abrams had to do on the day that Joe Biden came to visit. She definitely was not on the stage standing next to him.
Maybe she was busy, you know, looking at all that video evidence that's come out and has now been presented to the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, who said, oh, no, we're 100%. Everything went great here in Georgia. We don't know what President Trump's, you know, talking about, you know, that he needs 11,000 votes when, you know, we're only showing maybe a couple of votes that are questionable whatsoever. But, you know, you see, this is all bogus. And what you mentioned in terms of some sense sense of vigilance that needs to happen in every state, and that is that all demographers, anybody that studies this stuff and the movement of people will tell you, not even counting people who die, just the people that move, that roughly 20-25% of the zip code moves every year. So if you're not on top of that and you've ignored it, you know, you're going to be missing out on so much, and those voter rolls and those addresses are invalid just by natural occurrence, DeRoy.
Absolutely correct. And one thing that the Democrats love and Biden loves is the idea of just these mass mail-in ballots. And so instead of people who maybe you're sick or out of town and say, look, I can't get out of bed. I've got, you know, I'm in hospice, or I will be traveling. I'll be on the other side of the country. I can't vote. Send me an absentee ballot. They just blast ballots out to anybody.
Of course.
Will not even ask them. And I've got photos from a voter in Las Vegas who sent me multiple photographs in 2020 of these mass mail-in ballots that were sent out in Las Vegas. People, as you say, who've moved away or died or whatever, the ballots are delivered to the addresses. No one's there to receive them. And these ballots literally are on the ground and in the garbage.
Exactly.
I mean, people, as you know, died on the sands of Iwo Jima and died on Normandy Beach to defend our democracy and our democratic elections, our constitutional republic here. I mean, these are sacred pieces of paper. Where are they?
Exactly.
In the trash with crumpled up pieces of paper and, you know, empty Coke bottles. And, of course, people that reach into the trash, pull them out, pick up the ones on the ground, fill them out, drop them in the mail, and guess what? They get to count. And each one of those illegal, illegitimate ballots cancels out a legitimate ballot cast by an actual voter who's qualified to cast it. This is disgusting, and this is what Joe Biden...
You see, this is what is galling. You know, a growing number of Americans, at least 70 million, if not more, when they hear about these, you know, these stories about, you know, an attack on our democracy, January 6th, when the attack on our democracy happened during the elections with these illegal votes and the casting, the mass casting of and ballot harvesting, which, you know, there was already extensive research to demonstrate that this was going to be a problem. And sure enough, we got to realize the problem. I mean, we had to get on top of the building and jump off and challenge whether or not the law of gravity was in play. And sure enough, we found out that it is. But the Democrats, being that they are the party of voter fraud, are in absolute denial over this.
They're in total denial over this. And you know, they always say, oh, there's no such thing as vote fraud. Vote fraud doesn't exist. I highly recommend people read a new book that came out just, I believe, in December called Our Broken Elections by John Hans von Spakovsky, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote. And it's a very good book. I read it in about a week and a half, right around Christmas time. And they go on for about 260 or so pages.
It's amazing. We've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deirdre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Under the financing law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rights subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, DeRoy Murdoch continues with us. DeRoy, in all that happened in the 2020 elections and the push by Democrats and this president who wants to blow out the filibuster and everything in order to nationalize and take away from the states the power to control voter fraud, what indication is there that our election process are going to be fair and free under a nationalized system?
I don't know what indication there is, especially if it's done the way that Brandon wants, which is basically the national standard being applied from Washington, D.C., not 50 different standards. One of the reasons that the states set their own vote rules is that it makes it harder to steal an election if you've got to have basically a convoluted plot of 50 sets of rules. If you have one set of rules, it's a lot easier for somebody to sit down and say, okay, here's the set of rules, here's how we're going to cheat, and here's how we're going to steal the election. If you have to have 50 separate plots rather than one giant plot, that makes it a lot more difficult. So that's one of the reasons that we let the states design their own vote systems and vote rules. But if it is, in fact, what this H.R. 1 as I call it, the vote fraud instruction manual that Biden has been pushing, it's going to be one set of rules. It's going to be imposed from Washington, D.C. The rights of states to design their own vote systems will be taken away. It'll all be handled under this legislation. And simple things like voter ID. Nope, sorry, no voter ID. The idea is, well, voter ID is racist because black people, I guess, are just too dumb or confused or disorganized to get right. ID cards. You know, I look around here in New York, L.A., wherever I go, I see a lot of black folks, excuse me, driving cars. Are they all doing this illegally? Do these black people not have driver's licenses? Are they unable to get to the DMV? Of course black people can get ID cards. Black people have ID cards. Mm-hmm. And I think the number is 60-65% of black people support voter ID. So the idea that
exactly.
kind of a
exactly.
right-wing right. racist, you know, white plot by Donald Trump and the white nationalists is utter, complete garbage. There's huge support for voter ID cards, including among minorities. And the Democrats, when they say this, basically are lying about the lack of support for it. And they're also deeply insulting blacks, Hispanics, and other minorities by saying that somehow we're just too stupid to be able to get our hands on ID cards. Shame on them.
Yeah. And then the next statement is, we want your vote. We've insulted you. We've said that you're stupid, but vote for us.
Yeah. You're an idiot, but we want your vote. Exactly. That's the basic pitch from today's Democrat Party.
Exactly. And speaking of Georgia, you know, that got everybody so up in arms is because of what happened in 2020, they decided to, hey, look, at let's revisit this thing to make sure the next time this comes up, because it will, we're not going to put a Secretary of State in the position to be the single adjudicator of the voting process and to violate the law. And, you know, because this is ultimately what happened in Georgia. And Raffensperger, of course, he's so vested in this deal, he has to insist that everything went according to Hoyle. There was nothing wrong whatsoever. The video evidence is showing that, you know, there is problems here in River City. But thank God the government, the state came together and said, nope, there is going to be, you know, due process. We're going to go back and follow the rules. Okay, we're going to open up a couple of extra days. And we're actually, time for voting has been extended even greater than the home state of the president's, right?
Well, that's right. You know, if Joe Biden wants to clean up elections, first thing he ought to do is fly to Delaware and get his own home state to clean up its act, at least the way he sees it. I believe there is no excuse absentee ballot. Let me put it this way. If you want an absentee ballot in Delaware, you have to have an excuse. In other states, you don't need excuse. Say, I want an absentee ballot. It's anyone. There is a requirement, if I remember correctly, there's a requirement for voter ID in Delaware. There are any number of restrictions in Delaware that make it much more difficult to vote than in Georgia and in a lot of other states. And if Joe Biden has a problem with these things, he ought to go to his own state and clean that up before he goes to Georgia and attacks that state's voting system, which is actually much, much more, in my view, a little too loose, but certainly much more loose than it is in Delaware. So again, the hypocrisy is awful. He's been in Delaware politics literally since the early 1970s. He's had, the better part of 50 years to get a vote system in Delaware like the one he envisions. He hasn't been able to do that. So he had to go home and clean that mess up before he goes and attacks 49 other states.
Roy, isn't this a solution looking for a problem at the end of the day?
I think it is. I mean, I think there's definitely a problem to clean up, which I think we have people call it a third world voting system. That's an insult to the third world. I've actually covered elections in the third world, and one of the things that impressed me is a very simple thing they do is when you go to vote, after you vote, you put your finger in this little inkwell, and your finger is purple. And so if you try to vote a second time, they'll say, oh, you have a purple finger. Sorry, you voted once. Get out of here. We don't do anything like that. You know, no purple fingers, no voter ID in so many places. Just show up at the polls. Nobody knows who you are. There was an effort on the part of Governor Rick Scott when he was governor of Florida to clean up his state's vote rolls. According to the Motor Voter Act signed by Bill Clinton, that was the federal law. They're required to go through every periodically and take out the dead voters and take out the voters who've moved away. Well, he did that. He's following up federal law. And then Attorney General Eric Holder came in and sued him and said, how dare you do that? You're in violation of the Civil Rights Act of 64, the Voting Rights Act of 65. Mm-hmm. Nonsense. He was following the motor voter law of, I think, 1993, 94, thereabouts. Why would Eric Holder, the U.S. Attorney General, want the state of Florida to keep dead people and people who moved away on the voter rolls? Very simply so that you could have a loose system where you could have the Democrats steal the election more easily. That's what the Democrats want. They've done it over and over again. They're the party of vote fraud, and they want to get this bill passed and onto Joe Biden's desk so he can sign it, and what I call the vote fraud instruction manual of 2022 can become the law of the land.
Exactly. And Eric Holder, again, the one who infamously, Attorney General, said there was no such thing as voter fraud, led the charge in California. And California, of course, was instructed to clean up their voter rolls just of the dead people. I mean, it was determined that there were over 3 million dead people on their voter rolls, and they could only agree to clean up, half of that. And whether or not, in fact, that happened, there was no accountability or follow-up. That question is still out there.
And why would anybody object to taking dead people off voter rolls? There is no innocent explanation for that, period. None. The only explanation for that is that people want to keep the system loose, open, and out of control to make it easier to steal elections. That's the only motivation for that sort of thing. That 100% of people just say, yep, you're dead, you shouldn't be on the voter rolls. And here the Democrats say, no, leave them in there. That's reprehensible. Another part of the problem here is that we don't have enforcement when people engage in vote fraud. There's a report from the Public Interest Legal Foundation. They looked at Florida and found that Florida prosecutors received 156 referrals from 9 different counties of potential criminal election law violations. How many people do you think, in fact, were prosecuted?
No idea. How many?
Would you believe zero? Not one? There's no evidence of
any in Florida
156 people being followed up with prosecution. So this is treated like the victimless crime, a crime like dropping a gum wrapper on the sidewalk. Prosecutors across the country have got to get very serious about this. Ron DeSantis, to his credit, now wants to set up a special election fraud prosecution. I think he calls it the Office of Election Crimes and Security. We solely dedicated to investigating and prosecuting election fraud. That's wonderful. I want to see every state have a division of election integrity, election fraud prosecution, whatever it is, and start treating this like the very, very, very serious crime that it is. This is not a victimless crime. It's not cute. It's deadly serious, and we need to get serious as a country about this, and I don't think we are now. And passing this vote fraud instruction manual of 2022 is only going to make matters much, much worse.
Well, the other thing, too, DeRoy, we saw an operative for Ilhan Omar had a truckload of ballots, and he's just bragging about it, and nothing happened to him.
Nothing. Mm-mm.
I mean, he broke the law. He's right there. You've got video evidence of it, you know, to your point. You know, there's such a casual attitude, this acceptance. But this is where, you know, voters of America who legitimately cast their vote have to make sure that that vote counts. And the only way that that can happen is we've got to be yelling and screaming, if it's even from the rooftops, to say, you are not going to steal my vote and have it canceled by somebody who is dead or somebody who has who is cheated and has been able to acquire, you know, through ballot harvesting and all these other questionable means in order to invalidate my vote. That is unacceptable.
Mm-hmm. No, you're absolutely right about that. And the reason I saw that footage from Minnesota with this Ilhan Omar aide driving around with all these ballots. You know, it used to be when you and I went to vote up until not too many years ago, as well as our listeners, you go to the polls, the ballots are there controlled by the election commission people, and you cast your ballot, you drop it in the box on election day, and it's counted that night. Now, instead of election day, it's election month or election 2 months. The ballots are floating around all over the place. They're not controlled by anybody. There's no chain of custody. And then you have this ballot trafficking or ballot harvesting, as it's also known, and people pick up votes from all over the place, drive around with them, drop them off by the handful. You know, these people could be taking out the votes for candidates they don't support, changing the votes. They could be very decent, honest people who accidentally drop ballots. You know, they pick up 200 of them and 20 of them just fall out of the, you know, fall on the floor or fall between the, you know, the front seat and the back seat, or they're sitting under the driver's seat. The driver doesn't know it innocently enough. Those votes don't get counted on election night. This is ridiculous. We need to go back to what we've done for decades, centuries. Vote on election day. The ballots are controlled by the election workers, and they get counted that night, and we all can have confidence in what the results are.
Amen. Well, the president is pushing voting rights, but you question now, is it voting rights for the Democrats and for a prescribed outcome, or is it true legitimate voting rights that is going to give the American people, all voters, Republican, Democrat, Independent, peace of mind and security that we are having free and fair elections? He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Godspeed, my friend.
You as well, Bill. Great to talk to you.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now, like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose